too good. Tweaked my hamstring. I missed the PK. It just kind of just overshadows everything, you know. And but I mean, obviously, you know, you got to look at the positives. You know, we were down 2-0, came back, we're winning 3-2. Obviously, you know, a little defensive, you know, meltdown at the end. They tied 3-3, and you know, PKs are just like, you know, the usual. They it's like a Russian roulette. You know, you never know what's gonna happen, and you know, unfortunately, I missed my PK, and sucks.
Had you hurt the hamstring earlier, or was it on the PK?
No, it was earlier. It was so maybe like 5 or 10 minutes after I was in the game.
Okay.
I tweaked it a little bit, and you know, I was kind of limping here and there sometimes, just trying not to aggravate it even more, so maybe I can you know, play on Saturday.
Even with the injury, you seemed to really provide a spark for the team. You came in, and the team was down 2-0, and you helped the team rally back to a 3-3.
Yeah, no, you know, it felt good. You know, always, you know, I think that's a key thing, to come in and kind of change the game a little bit. So, you know, that's what Frank wanted me to do. I came in, and I think I did what he asked for. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't keep the lead and lost the PKs.
Can you talk about the goal you scored?
Yeah, you know, it was, I don't remember exactly who played it. I just kind of, you know, staying a little bit strong with, you know, my back to goal. And I think the defender tried to cut in front of me, and he tripped over my leg, and he hit him. So just left me the ball one-on-one with, I think it was Borchers, and just went to my left and took a shot and went in. So that's pretty much it.
Playing up top with Joey Jurtsen and also having Omar come as a sub, three of you seem to really take advantage of the defense and the extra time. What is it that you think helped?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think Joey's he's come in and done really well. He's good with the ball at his feet. You know, he understands the game really well. So, you know, I really have gotten a lot of joy playing with Joey, you know, so far that, you know, he's been on the team. And obviously, Omar is a good one-on-one player, just kind of, you know, giving goals and, you know, kind of let him do his thing out there. So, you know, I think those you know, they came in and, you know, I think we all came in and did well. And just, you know, different style of game whenever you have, for example, like a Ryan Johnson up there who's going to, you know, work his ass off and just, you know, work hard, fight, and obviously score goals, you know, up in the air and winning stuff for us. So it's a good thing to have that, you know, two different sides of an attacking game.
You joined the Earthquakes almost the same age as Omar now. Is there anything you've been able to share with him about that experience?
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to him a lot. Omar and I kind of, you know, we have a good relationship. Just knowing the fact that, you know, when I came in, I was 17, and, you know, some guys are going to be harder on you than others, and coaches as well. You just, you know, you kind of take things from that, you know, the positive things. You know, if people are screaming at you or something, you know, just kind of let that go, but obviously learn from it. And, you know, obviously you grow, and that's part of life and part of soccer.
Can you talk about the few minutes you played with Eduardo?
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, he got injured, and, you know, in practice, you know, lately he's been doing really well. And, you know, Brazilian player, very technical, you know, wants the ball at his feet. So, you know, just pretty much just make sure you know, get the ball, make sure you get him involved and play around him.
Are you a little bit concerned in terms of the forward line now? Obviously, Scott's not necessarily fit, and you, Eduardo, and Cornell all left with kind of hamstring problems.
Yeah, that's obviously, you know, that's not a good sign. You know, we don't need that right now. You know, I think, you know, the win against Chicago was a really important win for us. And, you know, we showed character in this game, being down 2-0. And, you know, we have a tough game against New England at home. But, you know, I really hope that I'm good to go on Saturday, because that's the game that I was looking forward to, obviously. And so hopefully I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to be at least, you know, game fit.
Did you hurt your knee?
My hamstring, I tweaked it a little bit. So, I managed to stay in there. Just felt it here, there, you know, here and there. So I'm just want to make sure that you know, pretty sure, like, I'm a rest and make sure that I'm good to go on Saturday.
Do you care if you're out wide or up front? Personally, what would you prefer?
I've pretty much gotten used to playing out wide this whole time. That, I think that's where I feel comfortable. But to be honest with you, I just feel comfortable with the ball on my feet. So either being up top and being that guy that kind of comes looking for the ball all the time, or being out wide and getting the ball wide and going at people. So I like both. I like playing out wide. I like playing up front. So whatever helps the team.
You looked really, talk about being comfortable. You look not just comfortable, but confident, patient, in complete control tonight. Is this something new? Are you feeling better about things?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, the whole El Salvador experience kind of opened up my eyes a little bit and made me realize that there's a lot out there for someone. Internationally in soccer, you can, you never know where you could end up. And, just playing internationally, playing the qualifiers for the world, just made me realize that, if you have the confidence and you work hard, you can, you never know where you can end up. You can be in Europe. And so I just want to go out there, enjoy myself, play hard, work hard, and obviously, just play my game.
Did you do something in the off season to, do you feel like you've upped your game a little bit here?
Nothing really different. Just kind of coming in and wanting to play soccer every day, obviously I hadn't had that opportunity with, before I played with El Salvador. So now that I've gotten a taste of that, I kind of want more. So that's pretty much what's going on.
On a penalty, we saw the goalkeeper, I forget his name, I'm sorry, who moved to his right very early. Did it change something in the way you took the kick?
No, I was planning on just hitting the, my right side. So, unfortunately, I just missed a goal. It's pretty embarrassing, to be honest with you.